Australia's Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graeme Innes says there needs to be a national approach to the abuse of disabled people in care. Disability groups say physical and sexual abuse is rampant in the system. Mr. Innes says he agrees there's not enough training for carers and there's a culture of cover-up. He's told AM it's a problem which could escalate if it's not tackled with the introduction of a national disability insurance scheme. With more, here's Simon Lauder.
The ABC's Late Line program has highlighted several cases of disabled people being abused in care. The program spoke to the sister of a woman who was allegedly raped repeatedly by her male carer.
I'm suffering. My sister is suffering. We are waiting for an answer, but nothing is happening.
Peter Curott says his son has been abused over many years in care.
My son's been violated. My son's been beaten. And my son's been neglected.
Victoria's public advocate Colleen Pearce says it's a largely hidden problem because a person with a disability often isn't taken seriously.
For far too long, people with a disability have been isolated, marginalised and vulnerable to human rights abuses. And in my view, they're the last frontier. We've seen changes in aged care and childcare, and these must be replicated in disability services.
Well, there's been a growing concern about the level of violence against people with disabilities in institutional settings.
The Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graeme Innes says the issue of abuse in institutional care for disabled people is one he's taking a close look at, particularly as the National Disability Insurance Scheme takes shape.
A national approach is necessary. I think we need to recognise the level of disempowerment of people with disability in these settings and ensure that there are constant safeguards and independent reviews.
What should a national approach consider?
Means of reporting and mandatory reporting of any awareness of violence is certainly a system that needs to come into play. But there also needs to be contact by other people in the community, by independent people with people with disability in these sorts of settings to ensure that these sorts of processes aren't occurring or to stop them if they are. And I think there needs to be better staff training and better staff awareness of the needs and the rights of people with disability.
Do you think there is a culture of cover-up in some areas?
In some areas, yes, I do. And that's very concerning, but that's the only conclusion you can draw when you see ongoing instances of violence that have been reported in and you see them reported in different places around the country. It's not just a one-off event or a one-off set of events.
What are the risks if this isn't tackled head-on before the NDIS is introduced?
I guess the risks are that this sort of activity will continue and escalate, and that's a very serious risk for people with disability and for the families of people with disability.
Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graeme Innes speaking to AM's Simon Lauder.